Last year at about this time, this little park on a busy Brooklyn corner was packed with people like freelance writer Karen Sherman, who was sitting cross-legged on the grass and just beaming.
Amazing. And the sun's out and it's this beautiful fall day and it's just, I wish we could do that every day.
But she couldn't have done it every day. That little park was temporary. Every other day of the year, it's a parking space.
Okay, so I'm just making notes here of what still needs to get done. We need to buy
In New York City last year, there were more than 50 parking day parks, some with grass and fences, some with tents and lawn chairs. And they didn't just spring up overnight, as much as they might have looked that way. A few days before last year's parking day, planning was underway at a Brooklyn coffee house.
So how long do we think it's going to take to set up?
Sod needed to be transported, permits needed to be confirmed, and because of New York City's unusual parking regulations, the parking place had to be staked out at 3 a.m. Ann Pope is the director of Sustainable Flatbush, the organization that put together the Parking Spot Park in Brooklyn. She says although Flatbush is one of the greenest neighborhoods in Brooklyn, there aren't a lot of public green places where people can just go and hang out.
As if you walk around the neighborhood, you'll say, wow, there's so much greenery, there's so many beautiful old trees, there's lawns, there's gardens, there's all kinds of green space. But if it doesn't happen to be attached to a house that you own, you can't really access it.
Finger painting. Español?
So on parking day last year, parking spaces did become a place to hang out for adults and for kids like brother and sister Quinn Israel and Yusuf Francis.
Whoa, Yusuf, you're pushing me.
Oopsie, sorry.
It's okay.
They had just moved here from Georgia, and Quinn said that this park, with its soft grass, was a nice change from New York's mostly concrete playgrounds.
Because usually in parks, when you fall, you hurt yourself. But in this park, you don't really hurt yourself when you fall down. You're going to fall down on the grass.
Now, finding a parking space on any day in New York City is competitive. Matt Schaefer's with the Trust for Public Land. They were one of the major sponsors of last year's parking day. He says that not everyone is thrilled to find they can't find a place to put their car because people are hanging out in parking spaces.
I would say that some people don't quite grasp the concept of parking day, and it's perfectly fine. In most cases, it's, you know, why are you taking up our parking space?
For some people, though, the biggest disappointment is that the little parking space park is gone the next day. Keke Marzegal was one of the organizers of last year's parking space park.
There was one moment that I can never forget. Like, there was this kid when I was sitting at our spot last year. A kid came by after school, and I was sitting there with my laptop, and he sat down next to me, and he was with his buddy, and he said, "This is so fun. We can come here tomorrow and do our homework." And it was so, like, it really was, got me.
There was no tomorrow for that little park. But that kid might just find another one this year, as more people convert parking spaces into parks for a day. For the Environment Report, I'm Nora Flaherty.